getting a handle on climate change? The kids have this one. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Kara Holsabel. We know the vast majority of climate scientists agree climate change is happening, and it's mainly caused by people. A new study looks at how middle school students' beliefs about climate change are shaped by their teachers' own beliefs. Catherine Stevenson is the lead author and an assistant professor at North Carolina State University. She and her colleagues studied kids and teachers in North Carolina. They found that 92% of the students had a teacher who believed climate change is happening, and that was a big influence on kids. But just 12% of students had teachers who believe climate change is mainly caused by people.
Among adults, what we're finding over and over is that people's perceptions of climate change really have very little to do with how much they understand the science. It has more to do with their political ideologies or what news sources they turn to. But with kids, it's less to do with these political ideologies and much more to do with their actual understanding of climate science.
In other words, teachers' beliefs about human causes of global warming had no relationship with students' beliefs. Kids in this study still understood that people are causing climate change, even if their teachers didn't. A link to the study is at our website, AlleghenyFront.org. This month, Pittsburgh is hosting its first Renew Festival, which celebrates art and performance that's all about reusing materials and environmental sustainability. One of the sculptures commissioned for the festival is fashioned from something most of us see every day, streetlights. Duquesne Light donated about 30 of them and some other decommissioned fixtures for sculptors to reimagine. Eddie Oped helped design the piece and says it's inspired by pre-Columbian architecture.
One of the main things we were trying to do is use this consumer infrastructure refuse to build something that nods to a culture that was sustainable in itself.
Over the weekend, Oped and others put the finishing touches on the sculpture that's 18 feet tall and surrounded by office buildings in downtown Pittsburgh's Gateway Center Plaza.
Hayden, can you bring your side up like a little bit? Yeah.
High school student Hayden Alexander is an apprentice with the other artists in this mobile sculpture workshop, learning to weld and work with metal.
I'm gonna go ahead and do this.
From a ladder, he's securing the cobra heads, the light fixtures, into their permanent arrangement.
The general feel of Gateway Center is sort of all the buildings are very sterile. And this piece itself follows some of the geometry that we see in Gateway Center, but it's more natural and more flowing.
It's interesting that you use the word natural about things like glass and metal and wires.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're making something that's certainly more than the sum of its parts. We're using industry and urban elements to create something that has natural beauty.
It looks a bit like a silver flower sprouting in the courtyard of these high-rises, and it lights up. Eddie Oped says the piece is called Almanera, Spanish for beacon.
It's a beacon for sustainability and moving forward, and hopefully kind of inspire people to take things out of their conventional form and explore other options after their intended life.
You can see Almanera at Gateway Center until October 9th, and in photos at our website. There's more about the Renew Festival there, too. That's AlleghenyFront.org. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple.